You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Forgot something. I went over last night to my parents' house to swim some laps with my youngest daughter. They had a lap pool, full-size pool, but it's a large pool, lap pool. And I went in, saw my parents, had a cup of tea with them. And my mom said, our close relative that lives here in Austin, I'm not going to say who, maybe I'll get her on the show. Lady I know well changed my diapers. Went to vote for Trump yesterday, and she used to be a Democrat, by the way, until last 8 years she voted for Trump the first time, too. She held her nose then. Now she loves Trump. And, it all just shut down, and they just said, just give us your ballots. They're telling hundreds of people, we'll just put them in later. They all said no, and they waited hours and hours and hours. And the guy said, just trust me. And finally, they're back on. And to everybody there, it looked very suspicious. Well, guess what? The reports are flooding into X. I just posted one, and it's even in the news. It's just record problems everywhere. Roger, I want to talk about how we as patriots should respond to this, because callers, every time I take calls now, they say, what do we do when they extend it and are openly stealing? And in Georgia says, the Secretary of State, 25% of the votes are out of the country. Who believes that? And, and the Secretary of State in Texas says illegals, we're going to accept non-citizen IDs to vote, and Alabama puts illegals back on the rolls, and 500,000 in Michigan and 200,000+ kept on there that are fraudulent in Arizona. I mean, this is all out in the open. They've denied for 4 years this happened in 2020, though. We've crawled through it all. There's been all the lawsuits and court cases, and it's been proven worse than we all said. They stole it bigger than Dallas, bigger than hell. And then now they're just doing it right in front of us, Roger. So we'll address all the fraud in a minute and play some videos of it, but how do we respond to this?
Well, Alex, it's interesting because I've had kind of the same experience here. My daughter in Florida went to vote yesterday. Early voting has opened. She's in a relatively Republican precinct in a blue county. But the facility where they vote is a very small place where you can wait online that's air conditioned. It's very hot here, particularly with the disproportionate number of senior citizens. And there was a long, long line of people preparing, wanting to cast an early ballot. She stuck it out. It took her almost 2 hours. She said many of the other people just left. It was too hot for them. They couldn't stand in line outside in the heat for that period of time. Many of them senior citizens. Now, will they come back and vote? I don't know. Will they? It's a good question. I think they will, but I'm not certain. What's really disturbing, Alex, is that the answer to all of these things is, of course, legal. It's not in any way violence. It's not a violent protest of any kind. They're trying to tag us with that. But at the same time, they're trying to make sure that we have no legal help. The 65 Project is set up essentially to tell any attorney who's admitted to the bar in any state that if you bring a case regarding election integrity, you will be disbarred and you will be destroyed financially. Your reputation will be destroyed. Don't you dare represent Trump or the Republicans, because we will ruin you. Look what we did to Rudy Giuliani, who's a great patriot. They've certainly tried to ruin his life. They haven't succeeded because he has heart, because he has spirit, because he's at heart a warrior. But a lesser man would have been destroyed. So now they don't even want us to have lawyers. They don't even want us to be legally represented. And they're
That's right. The Democrats officially said 2 weeks ago they founded a group and said anyone representing any Trump person, we will get you disbarred. So they're officially terrorizing people.
Yeah, this is the Project 65 to which I refer. So even though the answer to your question is, you know, legal action quickly. And by the way, you can't just say, oh, we have indications of fraud. You have to have solid, absolute proof of voter fraud. You can't make the claim. But let's assume that you have that. You still have to find a lawyer willing to go to court on your behalf. And that's, as I think we're about to find out, not the easiest thing. These people are bent on the destruction of everyone who gets in their way. At the same time, they're accusing us of doing exactly, once again, what they themselves are doing.
Roger, absolutely insane. I've got a clip that's up on X of a man going in, just what happened to my family member, a close relative, yesterday here in Austin. This is happening. This happened to my relative in Austin, Texas yesterday is what I posted on X. That's a Tony popular site there on X. Follow his work. Well, so much for early voting. Their scanners broke, and they said, don't worry, we'll just put it in the box, and we'll make sure to scan them all tonight when everybody leaves. I said, no, I'll come back another day. So this is exactly what they were trying to tell them to do here in Austin yesterday afternoon. Here is the clip.
Well, so much for early voting. Their scanner's broken, and they said, don't worry, we'll just put it in the box, and we'll make sure we scan them all tonight when everybody leaves. And I said, no, I'll come back another day.
Now, even though I know who that person is on X, I can go look up where he's from. Like the cop said yesterday, when you shoot these testimony videos, say where you are in the precinct. That's key. Roger, this is going to be a meltdown. The left's going to melt down regardless. They're promising all this hell on earth. Looking into your crystal ball, how do you expect this to unfold? Because they keep lengthening the time they say it's going to take to count the ballots in battleground states.
Look, Alex, it's troubling, but I have faith. I really think that Trump is anointed. I do think he's going to return to the White House. I do think that we're going to win solidly. And I'm praying that we can, in those instances where there is fraud, we can challenge it legally and prove it very quickly. There really is no other answer. That is the answer. And being prepared is 9/10 of this. We had no preparations in 2020. That's the sad truth. Well, because we expected to win. It's very clear that they'd like to get Donald Trump off the campaign trail. They use these two assassination attempts as the reason why it's not safe for him to campaign. You can see that he's, although I think he's being more prudent in terms of his personal safety, he's not going to be taken off the trail because he won't be intimidated. He's just too tough for that. And Alex, it's not just the polling. It's not just the modeling. It's not just the crowds, which is anecdotal. It's all three of them are pointing towards a victory. But one thing really does aggravate me, and that is the people who are counting their chickens, people who are trying to figure out what job they want in the new administration, or what appointment they want, or where they'd like to go. There's no time for that right now. Now is not a time to be thinking about how you're going to be, in the next administration.
Yeah, you shouldn't be measuring the drapes for your office.
No, absolutely not. This is a mistake that Hillary Clinton made in 2016, and Trump outworked her in those final days like a madman. I mean, he was dashing from Democrat stronghold to Democrat stronghold. Now, you know, Alex, that a pilot can only fly a certain number of hours before the FAA requires them to take a rest. So Trump, on his own plane, kept switching out pilots so that he could keep going, driving faster, hitting Milwaukee, hitting Detroit, hitting Philadelphia, hitting Miami, Fort Lauderdale, while Hillary Clinton made the mistake of camping out in Chappaqua and looking at swatches of fabric for the Oval Office.
And she literally was doing that in Newsweek, printing up, Madam President, that she won the election. Speaking of that, here is that town hall that they admitted was fake. Even most of the people there were political operatives of the Democratic Party. They had Maria Shriver of the loser Arnold Schwarzenegger, ex-wife up there with Liz Cheney, the most unpopular Republican in America. I mean, you talk about a unpopularity contest, and then even the town hall was fake, like everything else she does. Here's a short clip.
You're not, unfortunately. We have some predetermined questions, and I hopefully I'll be able to ask some of the questions that might be in your head. I hope so.
So
now you see why Arnold was fooling around with the nanny. I think we now know. They're totally shown up. So in other words, all the questions were pre-screened and pre-selected. Probably in most cases, they were actually written by the staff. Kamala Harris and Liz Cheney cannot answer questions impromptu, off the cuff. They don't have the substance or the depth, so they have to run this kind of rigged operation. I posted that clip myself on X, and I observed that almost immediately.
Now, Roger, you've called for Trump to call on God. Trump does believe in God. He's been calling on God a lot and thanking God even before he got shot in Butler. But now he's really getting intense. I want to play a clip of Trump talking about God's hand being on him, him now seeing that we can't do it without God. We can do it only with God. And I want to see him call in the name of Jesus to protect his campaign in America and to deliver the win. I think that's the final piece of, as you can see, God's hand is on Trump. But God wants to see Trump publicly say, I can only do it with God, which he's now doing. I give him an A+, a 95. He needs to do a 100. Here's the clip.
But as I look back at my life's journey and events, I now recognize that it's been the hand of God leading me to where I am today. Thank you. And my faith took on new meaning on July 13th in Butler, Pennsylvania, where I was